Adam and Sergeant Hadsel ended up friends. They bunked together in the PSYOP Squadron Command Center in a disused train station in Al-Qaim and borrowed DVDs from one another. "He's a very gung-ho type of guy," said Adam. "The squadron commander used to call him Psycho Six because he was always ready to go in with firepower. Ha! He once told me that he pointed a gun at someone and pulled the trigger, and the gun wasn't loaded, and the guy peed in his pants. I don't know why he told me that story, because I didn't think it was funny. In fact, I thought it was somewhat twisted and disturbing." "Did he think it was funny?" I asked Adam. "I think he thought it was funny," Adam said. "Yeah, he was an American-trained killer." The people of Al-Qaim didn't know that Baghdad had fallen to coalition troops, so Sergeant Hadsel and his PSYOPs unit were there to distribute leaflets bearing this news. Adam was tagging along, covering the end of major hostilities from the PSYOPs' perspective. May 2003 was a pretty calm month in Al-Qaim. By the end of the year, U.S. forces would be under frequent guerrilla bombardment in the town. In November 2003, one of Saddam Hussein's air defense commanders, Major General Abed Hamed Mahush, would die under interrogation right there at the disused train station. "Natural causes," said the official U.S. military statement. Mahush's head was not hooded during questioning. But for now it was peaceful. "At one point," Adam said, "somebody ran by and grabbed a pile of leaflets. Hadsel talked about how important it was the next time that happened to find the guy and beat the shit out of him so he wouldn't do it again. That was probably to do with studying Arabic culture. You have to show that you're strong." One night, Adam was hanging out in the squadron command center when Sergeant Hadsel wandered over to him. Hadsel winked conspiratorially and said, "Go look out by where the prisoners are." Adam knew that the prisoners were housed in a yard behind the train station. The army had parked a convoy of shipping containers back there, and as Adam wandered towards them, he could see a bright flashing light. He could hear music, too. It was Metallica's Enter Sandman. From a distance, it looked as though some weird and slightly sinister disco was taking place amid the shipping containers. The music sounded especially tinny, and the light was being joylessly flashed on and off, on and off.